experts right now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited to anchor the show and sharing my excitement with you on the line to host the show, Greg Kim. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being with us today on Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Today, we have Lower Kuskokwim School District Superintendent Kimberly Hankins on the line to talk with us about the district's plan for restarting school this fall. Good morning, Kimberly. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
For sure. I know the district, LKSD, released a framework back in June for restarting school this fall called the Smart Start Plan. Could you tell us just a little bit about that?
Sure. So we did release that on our district Facebook page and the LKSD website, along with a parent survey that I'll talk about in a minute. So the Smart Start Plan is in response and follows guidance that was provided by the Alaska Department of Education in partnership with DHSS. And the Smart Start Plan is really a reentry or restart framework guidance. And so LKSD was tasked with creating our own plan, and we have done so. We began that effort back in May. We had about 47 teachers and administrators attend the Alaska School Leaders Institute, which was highly geared toward this planning effort. Since then, we have continued to build our plan. We've presented drafts to the LKSD board, to the teachers union. We put out a survey on the website, as I said, and have solicited feedback and are trying to incorporate that and make sure that we're listening to feedback and addressing it either in the plan or through an FAQ sheet. The plan itself details the LKSD conditions for learning, the continuity of learning, and then the capacities for learning in low, medium, and high-risk areas. So, for example, under conditions for learning, the plan includes LKSD's plan for health and safety protocols that will follow at all three of those risk levels, parent and family engagement, the wraparound support and community services we'll be providing, our plan for transportation, trauma-informed practices and social-emotional needs, and our welcome back planning. Under continuity of learning, you'll find details for how we plan to address learning gaps present from fourth quarter during our period of school closure, our plans for interventions, school schedules, and our instructional delivery methods, which I think people are most interested in. How we plan to address professional learning or ongoing learning for our educators and staffing needs. And then under capacities, we address connectivity, what we're doing with federal funding and flexibility, student activities and travel, facilities use, et cetera. So it's really a comprehensive plan, but it also is fluid because we know that COVID on the Delta will be changing, and that once we start implementing the plan, we'll learn from that, and we will want to make updates and improvements to the plan as that implementation progresses.
For sure. I just want to, after reading the Smart Start plan, kind of summarize for our listeners what you mentioned might be people's aspect of the plan that they're most interested in, the instructional model.
Yeah.
What I understand is that there are basically three ways schools could operate this year, depending on how much spread of COVID-19 is happening in our communities.
Right.
One being if there's no community transmission, if there's no new cases of COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks, then it would almost be like normal school where it's almost all the way open. And then on the other end is where we have a high level of community transmission, a large number of new cases. That would mean going back to what we did this spring, where schools are just closed to students, and we're doing everything kind of remotely. And then there's one kind of in the middle, where it's a low to medium level of COVID-19 transmission. And in this case, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kimberly, but this is what I think LKSD is expecting to at least start the year with, where there are maybe half the students in the school building at a time, and we're staggering who's there, alternating which students are in there at a time. Is that a good summary of the instructional model?
Yes, but I want to make some clarifying points. So we will be operating under either low, medium, or high risk. You know, first and foremost, of course, we're committed to providing a quality education to our students in the safest manner possible. So in that regard, we are partnering and talking closely with YKHC on the risk level at which the district will operate. And that will continue throughout the school year. At this point in time, YKHC is in support of us opening at the medium risk level. So let me just run through those risk levels real quick and give you a feel for them. You're right, Greg. At the low risk level, the instructional model would look like a traditional model. So students would be in school full time, school buildings would be open, and then we would be implementing preventative practices and additional proactive protocols for health and safety. At the medium risk level, we plan to do what we're calling a hybrid instructional model of both in-person and remote learning. So that's going to be either an AB model, AB day model, or a half day, depending on which school you're attending. For all Bethel schools will be on an AB model. And that is because of our need to bus students and to sanitize the buses. At medium risk, we need to make sure that we are implementing multiple social distancing strategies. So we're limiting the class size in order to space student desks out to provide for that. So social distancing strategies in classrooms and for movement throughout the school building. We really want to maintain that 6 feet of social distance. We also want to try to reduce the mixing of students. We've heard a lot over the past few months in preparation for restart reopening from Dr. Zink about this idea of a cohort. So we really want students to stay with their cohort throughout the school day to the greatest extent possible. That becomes a little more complicated at the high school level, but we are working through those challenges. We want to ensure student safety. We want to also make sure that we are implementing an intense cleaning and disinfection plan. We'll have social distancing strategies on buses for Bethel-based students, and then we also have considerations for protecting our vulnerable staff and students. At the high-risk level, if and when we move to that, as guided by YKHC, the instructional model will be distance or remote learning.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, Kimberly, on changing between risk levels, because the Smart Start plan, it says that the medium risk level is a low to moderate level of transmission, and the high-risk level is high levels of transmission. Mm-hmm. I guess, have you set a threshold or a quantification on what moderate versus high level would mean?
The district has not. And on July 15th, DEED and DHSS put out revised Smart Start guidance. And low and medium risk levels, the level of community transmission is as defined by the community. So it's really important for us that we will continue working in conjunction with YKHC and closely monitor the COVID situation on the Delta. The district will take direction from YKHC and respond accordingly as cases present themselves. I can't stress this enough. We want to ensure the safety of staff, students, and our communities. One question I've had a lot is whether or not Bethel schools will operate under different levels than our village schools. And in my conversations and the leadership team's conversations with YKHC, our risk level will be district-wide at this point. So all schools in LKSD will be operating under the same risk level. If that changes, of course, we'll communicate that, but that is the plan for the start.
Mm-hmm. Great. And you've been sending out surveys to parents.
Right.
What kind of input have parents been providing, and has that been kind of taken into account with the plan?
Yes, it has. And so I want to say first, I really appreciate the parents who have taken time to respond. And if you haven't known that a survey is out there, please do access the LKSD website or our Facebook page. There is a link to a survey. It's about 6 questions. So in the survey, we're asking, one, that people identify their location, so what LKSD community are they from. We also are asking some questions in regards to our school closure fourth quarter, so that we can learn from parents and their feedback about what we can do better at in terms of communication, the amount of schoolwork that was provided, frequency of teacher feedback, and just overall how the district could have better supported students and families. So we really do value that input. Following those questions, there is a survey, a couple of questions about the Smart Start plan. So we want to hear from parents and community members about their concerns regarding student safety, academics, logistics, technology, food service, and then just other general comments.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so teachers, when they're coming, a lot of them maybe don't live in Bethel or the YK Delta during the summer. What's going to be happening when they come in from out of region?
Great question. So we've already had teachers returning for about 2 weeks now, teachers and administrators. So what LKSD has recommended is the what we're calling gold standard of 2 weeks of quarantine. We have been working directly with all tribal administrators from all the communities we serve in making sure that we're hearing from them on their concerns about returning staff and their ideas for quarantine. And we also worked closely with YKHC. And in doing so, in working with YKHC, we adopted the 2-week quarantine practice as the safest way to protect against spread of the virus. So we are asking that employees who land in Bethel get tested off the jet, and then depending on what their individual community is asking, some are asking for people to quarantine here, some are saying you can get tested and go directly to the village and quarantine. So depending on that, that next step, either people go out or they stay here, but we are recommending the full 2-week quarantine for our returning staff.
Mm-hmm. So would it be fair to say that LKSD is requiring testing and a 2-week quarantine, but if the village requires something stricter, then that would become a requirement?
We are meeting and going above and beyond the minimum requirements of our village communities. The 2-week mm-hmm. quarantine is the most that we've been asked for. Some villages have said a negative test and less time, but we are saying 2 weeks of quarantine.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that the start date for school has been pushed
yes.
back to August 24th. Is that because of this 2-week
yes.
quarantine or okay?
Right, it is. And so what we've done as a district is we requested a waiver from the Department of Education, and we received that waiver. And we've changed the start date to August 24th for all LKSD schools. So those 2 weeks, the week of August 10th and of August 17th, the district is providing professional development to all of our staff, knowing that for some folks, they will still be in quarantine depending on the date they arrive in the Delta.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk about kind of the worst-case scenarios if a student or teacher tests positive for COVID-19? What is the district's planned response?
Sure. Well, like I said earlier, we will continue working closely in conjunction with YKHC. So we will, if that scenario presents itself, take close direction from YKHC in determining movement to high risk for school closure, and whether or not that school closure would be targeted, short-term, or extended.
Mm-hmm. And are sports and extracurriculars, would that still happen under the medium risk level?
Yes. The LKSD board did just approve at their last meeting last week a plan for student activities. So the plan closely follows established protocols and also requires coordination with tribal councils and advisory school boards. So there's a little more to it. I don't know if we have time to delve into it today, but maybe we could do a follow-up.
That would be great, yeah. Maybe one last question is, for parents who are very concerned about the pandemic or have at-risk kids, could they opt out of in-person mm-hmm. school entirely? Is that an option?
Yes. So there is parent choice at low and medium. At high risk, all schools would be closed, and we would be providing remote learning for all of our students. At low and medium risk, there is parent choice. And so one thing I know Bethel administrators are doing currently is reaching out to all families, and that's one of the questions they're asking. Do you plan to send your students back to school under medium risk, which is what we're planning to open at? And our village administrators will be reaching out and asking the same question of families. And once we have a feel for that, we'll know the number of folks who are requesting at-home educational services.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much. I wish we had time for more. Maybe if, like you mentioned, we can meet again for a follow-up. Thank you for being with us on Coffee.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you for being with us on Coffee at KYK this morning. You've been listening to LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins talk about the district's plans to restart school this fall.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.